For the 32-year-old Revolutionary Association of Women of Afghanistan, says Zoya, the U.S. came in with goals of defeating terrorism, liberation of women, and democracy, but achieved none.
Every day there's cases of rape, kidnapping, forced marriages. We see thousands of cases of domestic violence. If we talk about democracy, which was the second justification to occupy Afghanistan, everyone in Afghanistan, if you ask them, they say that our president is selected by the White House. The women of Afghanistan are in the chains of fundamentalism from Taliban, from Northern Alliance, and also from the occupiers and the bombs of United States.
Adana Usmani from Action for a Progressive Pakistan stated that the U.S. military escalation in the region has meant bombing villages with drones and supporting the Pakistani army offensive in Waziristan, which produced 3 million refugees, and so...
The first thing to assert is that the U.S. government has no place helping anyone in Pakistan. We don't need you to pinpoint which forces are democratic and which forces are not, and then we'll give aid to the forces. We don't need any of that. We need to be left alone.
But it may be difficult for Obama to disentangle himself from the region because he made intervening in Afghanistan a cornerstone of his campaign. Another problem, according to Bill Fletcher, founder of The Black Commentator, is that since 9/11, most Americans still believe that this is a good war.
Obama was an anti-Iraq war candidate and was never an anti-Afghanistan war candidate. Many progressives did not want to think about Afghanistan. What would be the potential policy implications of his view on Afghanistan? He's also the leader of an empire.
Journalist and author Jeremy Scahill faults the left and the peace movement for their inaction.
Those who know the politics of empire, the power players in this country, the people that go from the corporations to the government and back again, they're very happy that Barack Obama is the president of the United States of America. If you ask the average progressive in this country, or anyone that's been paying attention, about his policy on habeas corpus, on preventative detention, on war spending, on radical privatization of war, what you have is a dyed-in-the-wool Republican in Barack Obama when it comes to foreign policy.
But as long as there are still ears to listen, Zoya will deliver the message from Rawa.
We are not a free country. We need the solidarity of American people. The people of America should pressure their government to change their very wrong policy in Afghanistan, because it's not only dangerous for Afghanistan, it's a germ, it's a virus which will spread around the world, and it's dangerous even for America and for all the Western countries. And I think that people has a lot of power. Martin Luther King says that silence of good people is worse than the action of bad people. Thank you very much.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.